On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Cos I'm Warren. Warren! Gary Treadray.
I'm sorry, got a good tan.
Tredis joins us, and it's an opportune time, Treads, because the Adelaide Crows Football Club has been cleared of not breaching any industry rules when it came to their camp. Investigation identified a need for greater due diligence regarding the manner in which the club identified, implemented and managed its pre-season camp on the Gold Coast. And the league also supports Adelaide's stated commitment to appoint a full-time security risk and integrity
manager. Well, there you go. What's your take from it, Louis, that statement? Because there's two parts to that. There's the bit Adelaide didn't do anything wrong to break a rule. And then there's also the bit the due diligence didn't do that well enough.
Come out and admitted that.
Slap across.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's an AFL slap across.
Yeah.
And then they
It's a shot across
the bow.
And designed to be not just at Adelaide, but the entire competition. Yeah,
so it's almost like, you know what, don't just go put in any random things. Yep. Put some process in, go via an independent person and get it ticked off before you go ahead and throw your players
in. Nothing wrong with that.
And the other bit, if you want to read a little bit deeper into it, we don't want a shit fight like what was Essendon, so we're pretty happy that the findings have come out like this.
So these individuals must be held accountable.
Who?
Mark Williams is one, Sam McClure is one, Kane Corns.
Yeah, but...
Well, hang on.
Jas, you know a story that I know that hasn't had air, and there's...
They must be held accountable, these individuals.
Yeah, so a couple.
The Adelaide
couple, Crows. I think Mark Williams.
They could sue for defamation.
Well, he could, but Mark Williams apologised.
Has he publicly come out and apologised?
He has apologised that he got wrong, okay. But he did go hard, and the damage is always done, if you know what I mean. So my biggest concern with this, Adelaide could sue, but once it gets to a court, everything's open slather.
Yep.
So then we'll really find out what's going on. There's enough to suggest that some players weren't happy because I don't know what you boys are like. I've been getting calls from it, some players, over that journey.
Okay.
Going, we're not happy. But you know, at the end of the day, this also proves that my smell on it is that no one wants to put their hand up and go, it was that bad that I really want to hold this to account.
Yeah.
Because they still want to play their footy there. They still love playing their footy there.
They
want to move on from this. Yeah. And you can't move on if you then go and tip the bucket.
Anyway.
Your biggest chance was people who left the club whether they talked. But I'm actually glad it's behind because some of the, as you agree with that, some of the stuff that was just random
was a disgrace.
Friggin' ridiculous.
But I think the club, in a strange way, has been held to account. Chapman admitted.
Would hijack their season.
Yeah, exactly. So it's caused a massive disruption, whether you want to admit it or not, into what was happening with the football club. Yeah, the players.
And a disconnect between the office
then you get the hamstring issue and a few other bits and pieces.
So it's
snowball.
It exacerbated.
A year you write off, don't you, and learn from.
Yeah, they can't get caught in this situation.
No.
I dare say they won't.
There's no camps coming. They're just going to just dumb it down, have some fun with their pre-season.
Are some of the leaks gone?
Yes, correct.
They are?
Yes, they are.
Do you know who they're talking about?
I do.
What are you going to say?
I've got to be careful because we've all been in that situation. But let's just say that they were ex-coaches of the football club. That's all I'll say.
What? So you're saying blokes who have actually left are the leagues?
Ex-coaches, yeah.
That's not hard to put together.
It's a nice package with a little bow on top.
That's a Christmas.
Work it out.
That's a Christmas. Open up the ribbon and cop a punch in the face.
Anyway.
I'm hearing the AFL said leave the camps to schools and the scouts.
All right.
That's it.
I'm going to bring back fire walking too.
Right.
Lou and I have spoken about Daniel Menzel.
Yeah. And let's throw Jordan Murdoch in there as well. Geordie. Another South Australian boy. All right. Didn't see it coming as well. They've both been let go by the Geelong Footy Club.
How can you not see it coming?
I know. Anyway.
Look, I don't mean... If you played every game and played in the flag and are still 26 and had a really good year, that's not seeing it coming.
Put it this way, Tritch. If you're uncontracted at the end of the year, I think you're seeing something coming.
And you're injured, you're not in the team.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But all right, let's talk about Menzel. Crows and Power, any fit, any suit, do you think?
I think Adelaide, no, because they need the Charlie Cameron pressure forward. Yeah. He's not going to push Eddie Betts out. And then you look at their other forwards who are Tex...
Lynch.
Hopefully his
40-50 goal
kickers. Hopefully his fitness comes back. Lynch had a solid year without being an outstanding
replace
year.
McGovern, Jenkins, that type of role?
Different player.
Oh, I was just throwing it
out there. Different player. I think McGovern's your third tall, and Menzel doesn't play tall enough for that. He's more smart, nifty, lacrosse style, but not as good.
Yeah, and he needs a bit of isolation too, where he can do his tricks.
The other thing,
Port Adelaide?
I think if Port are going after him, I reckon they've missed... Yeah, calculated
actually,
where they're going
at.
What
does your forward line look like next year?
Yeah, and
Tate Wingard out. You just put Robbie Gray down there. Robbie's a star, but he's not a pressure forward.
No.
So Menzel's not a pressure forward. I don't reckon he can carry two.
They need, Port need another pressure forward. Sammy Gray's good when he's on, but yep. he doesn't have the genuine rundown leg speed. Nah. He's got great intent, tenacity, but they've got to find another one to fit as well for those, because they've got big units.
Yeah.
They can look after the aerial attack, but when it's
and
on
that's
deck,
why I
help.
Don't know anything, but I smell, hence why they went so hard with those pick swaps to get to five.
Mm.
Rankin, for me, says that that's the man they're after. And I know everyone goes to South Strain, and my info, on the record info from someone down there, says we'll take any of those top five because we rate them. But I just think the one that they need the most, they don't need big blokes in the forward line. They don't need ruckman now. They don't need defence.
Classy pressure
forward. They probably
forwards.
Need a classy pressure forward and a running carry, good kick mid. Yep. But they've probably found that in Burton.
So you go Robbie Gray, Ryder, Sam Gray, both Dixon and a Westhoff. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, Westhoff sort of played wing, but around that. But you're a small short, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're changing tack to
wing.
China, Treads. New date,
yes,
and new dance partner. June 2, I really like. Ollie Wines confirmed it because I still think, played a pretty big role in the demise at the back end of the season. When you have that bye that early.
And then 14 weeks in a row.
I really like the idea of being June 2.
And you're a bit mentally
weak. Night game,
and you're a bit mentally weak.
Is it night game?
Fragile.
Yeah.
Night game?
Not yet. Not yet, but what I will say,
why couldn't
boys,
you get one of the big four?
Well, because no one wants to. Is Collingwood
going to. St Kilda.
Well, you got someone who's on the pension from the AFL, mate.
Yeah, mate. Simon Lethlean.
They're $8 million or $10 million in debt, aren't they?
Yeah.
Saints.
$2 million is going to go a long way from the financial point of view.
And let's face it, it's a home game where they used to play that one in Tassie before they bailed on
Tassie. Is a couple of board members at Port want to get out of this deal? Want to get out of this concept?
I don't know. They might be.
Is the money coming in?
That hasn't yet. No, it hasn't. Okay. Oh, I think there is certainly Mr. Wee or whatever his name is.
Woo,
that's it. Sorry.
Yep.
He's putting in a truckload.
So in time, that money will get
there? Well, I think so. But also to set up the oval, and you boys haven't been there, have you? But to set that oval up and get it into AFL condition, it's been millions spent. So it's a longer term investment. Let's face it, it's a 3-year deal. And at the end of 3 years, we'll know whether it continues or not. I like the fact Port's gambling on it. Right, really, because that's what it is. It's a bit of an investment.
Do you think there's more help coming now that St Kilda are involved?
I think so. And the Victorian government's not only what I hear, what Port Adelaide's paying them.
Yeah.
Victorian government. So I think what you find is Port might be, I don't know if this is true, but I'm reading between the lines, it could be less.
Yep.
But Victorian government are making it more overall than what the Gold Coast got.
Yeah, sounds good.
So they're desperate for it. But yeah, at the end of the day, they're going to have to start making some serious cash out of it.
Are you going with Kane Corns on that new breakfast show you're starting up?
No.
Okay.
Do you think I'd work with Kane?
Oh, yeah.
He'd outrun me. I look in the morning. He'd be doing the show on the treadmill.
The catch is, I'm hearing this, that to pair up with him, you've actually got to go running with him. With your shirt off.
And who does that rule out? Rules out jars.
We're all out.
Rules out jars. I'm no good.
I could last about. How long could you last?
Nah.
I worked out. He was doing, was it 4-minute Ks?
Yeah.
Oh,
4-minute 20 Ks or something for 42?
You better ask Marion that question, but I can't do it.
Marion might be on the show.
Could be a game. This is a little game I wouldn't mind. You know,
who could last? Well, Bungie, you look at the blokes who in sport are out. Bungie McLeod, his knees are shot.
No.
You too, Jars. No, can't even believe I'm mentioning you.
I can't
Fudd,
even keep
Fudd's
up
no me. Chance. Oh. Mod's never got out of the goal square. No. Who else?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Bernie Vince.
We should start a game of Kane Corns Frogger. Remember the game Frogger growing up where you got to cross that rope and dodge all the obstacles?
Yeah.
Kane can be the frog and we can be everything else.
See you, champ.
Just
go
for
on.
Fun.
Go to another fashion show tonight. Go
mate,
on.
As soon as I get off, I'll get a text from him.
Hey. Shout out
he's
to
good
the,
mates of
shout out to the 5-minute fire.
Right, not when I last spoke to him.
See,
All right, great to talk, Treads. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Warren Treads.